The Milwaukee Common Council overwhelmingly voted Wednesday against approving Denise Bartlett for a seat on the Fire and Police Commission. Mayor Tom Barrett nominated her to the panel, which oversees the fire and police departments. Bartlett worked for the police department for 28 years before retiring. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, Bartlett took questions from aldermen for nearly 2 hours. But in the end, many council members did not think she was fit for the position.
Denise Bartlett opened by telling members of the Common Council that she would bring diversity to the Fire and Police Commission. As a white woman, a retiree, and former employee of the Milwaukee Police Department, and someone who lives on the far south side of the city.
I'm here, I'm needed, and ready to serve with my promise of competent, dependable, unbiased, fair, and transparent service. I hope I have your vote of approval to join the esteemed board, not to instead be the second person to be rejected by your body, because I don't represent and reflect a preferred diversity of some.
But some aldermen had serious concerns about Bartlett. They referenced a letter she wrote that was published in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It blamed people who faked their illnesses for the death of a young black man named Derek Williams. He died in the back of a police vehicle after telling officers he could not breathe. Officers did not respond to his pleas for help. Common Council members also asked whether she could truly be impartial in matters that involve the police department. Alderwoman Malele Cox explained why she planned to vote against Bartlett.
For me, it's not just about you. It's about changing. You said perception. I'm concerned with the reality that too many people in our community do not feel served and protected by the people that their taxpaying dollars are paying to serve and protect them.
Cox says people on the Fire and Police Commission have to be able to look at the facts of each situation in order to restore the public's confidence.
Based on your own presentation here today, based on a variety of past statements, both at community meetings, both in writing, all of that, I have no confidence that would indeed be the case if you became a member of the Fire and Police Commission. That has nothing to do with your age, has nothing to do with what side of town you stay on, and it has nothing to do with your race.
Cox says it's clear that what she deems is fair and what Bartlett thinks is fair are different. 10 other aldermen joined Cox in rejecting Bartlett. Cavalier Johnson abstained. 3, Mark Borkowski, Terry Witkowski, and Bob Donovan voted in favor. Here's Alderman Donovan.
This woman has volunteered and has worked in a variety of positions in the community. That's a plus. That's good, I think. She also has a 28-year unblemished record with the Milwaukee Police Department.
Donovan says that while some of his colleagues view Bartlett's career in the police department as a reason not to confirm her to the Fire and Police Commission, he did not.
They're making monumental decisions on officers, decisions they make on their career, their future, and isn't it good to have someone who has a little experience, who knows what it's like, who is able to walk in the shoes of whatever that officer is in front of the board? I think that's a plus.
It's now up to Mayor Barrett to find another nominee. Many aldermen suggest that Barrett work with the Common Council to put forth candidates they can agree on. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.